Fantastic to see you here, man. Very disappointing to see that the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles haven't been able to get the prize, but a sensational season, and being the president of the team, you must be proud how it's all worked out over the last 3 years.
Oh no, it's been a great season for us personally. It's been a great building session the last 3 years. We've been very fortunate with the support that we've had and the guys that have put the money in. You know, the players have been great, the coaching staff's been great, and that includes the management team and the medicals, you know, staff and things, and we've been very, very fortunate. It was good vision, you know, by the guys to bring rugby out in the bush, and I think, you know, people are now starting to accept it and appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a great thing, isn't it? Like, who would have thought in our lifetime, you know, like, you're well into your 80s now, man, but I'm only in my 20s, and we would have seen a final of a national rugby competition in Tamworth or Central North.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, for the Eagles to get into the final to start with, and I mean, that's the reason it was here. I mean, we've had 3 games in Tamworth in 2 years. You know, we've had 8 or 10 games in the bush. We've taken it out. That was our purpose. And you know, people were pretty sceptical in the early days, and there's probably still a few of them now, but, you know, we're being accepted a lot more. People are coming to watch it. They're identifying it. Unfortunately, there's not a lot there's none, in fact, on free-to-air TV, but if you're lucky enough to have the Fox and you watch the footy, you can actually enjoy it.
Well, it's one of those things also. A lot of people can pick up the Eagles games on YouTube and, of course, via the website there, nswcountryeagles.com. Now, let's talk a little bit about yourself. Of course, having played for the Wallabies back in the day, but still 7 or 8 caps and more than me, but must have been fantastic when you played, you know, in 1988 in the Adidas strip, and the first time they had Rico on the shirt as well.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was funny because Rico were a major sponsor in the time, and I don't think they put a lot of money in, and I think we got a camera reach after the game, you know, and we were pretty happy with that because back in those days we were just happy to get anything. You know, it was one of those things back, and then we had, you know, Adidas stripes all over our stuff, but the jerseys were actually made by Peerless.
Yeah.
You know, so that was, you know, that was a bit of a challenge in itself. But anyway, it was good. We appreciate everything we did. We look at the games, the way they played these days, and the fitness and the athleticism of some of the players. And to a certain extent, if you watch some of the tapes of when we played, we looked like more like dinosaurs.
Yeah. And of course, you had your final 2 tests here in France in 1989. And your good mate Bob Dwyer picked you. But yeah, that must have been a fantastic tour to go to such exotic sort of places such as Strasbourg and the like. And taking on those French teams midweek, they're always a bit of fun as well.
Yeah, that's always a bit of a challenge. You spend your time in France going round, and they normally play selections all the way round, and you end up having to play your strongest teams during the week if you're going to make your tour successful, and then you've got to try and double up for the test matches on a Saturday, and then all of a sudden you're exposed to all their best players. And at the time, you know, back in the 80s, they did have some, you know, particularly big forwards and really good backs, you know, and it was a great place, but if you get accepted, you know, as an Australian in France, which you do, you know, they hate the Poms, but they love the Australians because we did a lot over there previous to that.
Yeah. We do remember the work we did in World War II up north, just quietly, but of course you've come back, and it's great to see that you got that premiership in the 90s there with the Lions, some great names, the late Will Turner, of course, also Dean Rose, and also, of course, Ian McKenzie as well. They must be special days as well.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think, you know, to win a premiership with guys that you're going to spend the rest of your life with in your hometown, and a club that I'd played with, you know, since a junior. I think I was 6, and I was 36 when I finished playing with Crindye, so that's a pretty fair effort over the years. And some of those guys, they're not all still there, but they're all still about, and we catch up, you know, at different stages. And although a lot of people don't understand, when we're having a conversation, we know what we're talking about, and it's all really good stuff.
And speaking of anniversaries, it's great to see that the Willow Tree and Crindye Lions have their 50th this year, and fantastic to revive the club and just have those that great day in the middle of the year.
Yeah, no, it was. It was one of those things. I mean, we are one of the older clubs in Central North. We haven't had some of the successes of some of the clubs, you know, as far as premierships, but we've had our time in the sun, and we've contributed a lot by putting different rep players in over the years. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of clubs in Central North that have got Wallabies come out of them, but we're one. We're only a small town, small community, and I think we've done ourselves pretty proud over the years.